You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to Thursday's Racing Podcast from William Hill. My name is Jack, and joining me for this edition, it's Kevin O'Malley. Kevin, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well. Looking forward to the next 15 minutes or so. We're going to be talking about races at Huntingdon, Doncaster, and one from Lingfield as well, which are all on Thursday's cards. But first, we'll have a quick skirt around the news that's been making and breaking over the last 24 hours. We'll start with Coney Gray, who, of course, not going to participate in Cheltenham, but does seem to be making good progress.
Yeah, it's a real shame that he's never really been able to hold his health for too long. Such a fantastic talent, as we know, the 2015 Gold Cup winner. You know, he's a fragile 10-year-old, and it's going to be hard for him to get back to the heights he once produced. But it would be great to see him back on the track as soon as possible.
Yeah. So maybe Aintree.
Possibly, yeah. The entry ball, the 3-mile race there would be perfect for him. That seems like a good target. It won't be easy for him. You know, that race always attracts a good, solid field. But just to get him there would be, a real boost for connections.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we hope to see him there. We'll also mention the trainers' race as well. Paul Nicholls this week saying he maybe fears the challenge from Seven Burrows.
You know, Nicky Henderson, I think he's in double-figure odds for the trainer's title. Obviously, Colin Tizard, having the first and second favourites in the Gold Cup market, is, on paper at least, the chief threat to Paul Nicholls, who's long odds on. But you can never discount Nicky Henderson. He always has an abundance of quality in his yard. Spearheaded this year, you'd have to say, by his top-class novice, Altior, who looks a shoe-in to win the Arkle at the Cheltenham Festival. You know, Paul Nicholls and Nicky Henderson have always had a very healthy respect for each other, and it's a good thing that Nicholls doesn't forget his old friend when showing him a little bit of respect. And Nicky Henderson is assembling a really good, talented squad for Cheltenham, so it's going to be really interesting to see how the next few weeks pan out. Cheltenham is a big part of it, but obviously so is Aintree.
Yeah, we've been at this stage before, and you know, we've made predictions or we've said, oh, they look strong here, and then all of a sudden, bang, Cheltenham Festival has changed everything, or Aintree's changed everything, and
yeah,
there could be many twists and turns left.
You know, the Grand National is such a big prize. The Gold Cup is such a big prize. You know, if Colin Tizard gets the first and the second in that race, he's going to be putting Nicholls under an awful lot of pressure. There's a lot of good pots for Nicky Henderson to win too. He's got Consul de Tay coming up in the Betfair Hurdle this weekend. It's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. But make no mistake about it, Paul Nicholls is still in the driving seat.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we do get to Thursday's racing, you mentioned the Betfair Hurdle there. Mm. Any sort of initial thoughts on this? I know we'll be talking about it in greater detail on William Hill's Racing Radio. But what initially has struck you about this race?
You know, you've got some solid novices in there again, coming into the race on attractive looking marks. But like all these things, you never really know how much improvement is there in the tank, especially when they're put into open handicap company. You know, I think there's going to be an awful lot of rain down the south over the next couple of days, and that will put a lot of juice in the ground at Newbury, and it's a good testing track. And I might be keen to put up something that's carrying a lower weight, that handles soft ground and has decent form and is a slightly bigger price. That would be more my kind of bet in the race.
Okay, yeah, look out for that. There's a lot of heavy ground around at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, well, we'll look out for that at the weekend. More prominent, though, is Thursday's racing, which, as we mentioned, comes from Doncaster, Huntingdon and Lingfield. In the evening, you've also got Chelmsford as well over the all-weather. We're going to have a look at Lingfield first of all. Going to have a look at the 205 race, which is a condition stakes, and it's just a small field here, Kevin, with five to sort out.
Yes, it's a quality little affair though, all the same. I think the one they have to beat to be frank, is Stutter County. He's certainly the one to beat on official ratings with a mark of 103. He produced a good speed figure at Kempton over six furlongs last time out. His trainer, Mark Johnston, has saddled up four winners from his last 18 runners in the last 2 weeks, so the stable is in really good form. He doesn't have any Lingfield experience to note, but he's a very solid individual. He's been knocking on the door, and I think tomorrow he can get off the mark. In terms of dangers, you know, you've got Visionary there, who's open to progress on the back of a win at Wolverhampton over five furlongs last time out. He's yet to prove his stamina, though. So that would be a concern for him, stepping up to six furlongs. Obviously, he could improve for that, but, you know, he needs to prove that he fully sees out the six furlong trip. The stable does very well around here, and of course Luke Morris is in typically good form. The other danger to note as well, the unexposed Jeremy Nasida horse called Winning Ways. You know, he only won a poor maiden over the course and distance last time out. He's unexposed, but does have a good deal to find to get on terms with Sutter County, who I'm happy to put up as my selection in the race.
Yeah, Winning Ways has course form as well here at Lingfield. I know you said about the maiden, but yeah, the only one with course form out of the five in the 205. But Sutter County, your selection overall in that one?
I'm happy to stick with Sutter County, yes. He looks the solid one in the race for me.
Okay, brilliant. So Sutter County in 205. We'll recap all the selections at the end of the podcast, by the way. We move to the 220 Huntingdon next. And again, not too many to sort out here for this novices hurdle. It is a listed race, and it's over the 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. Where do we start with this one?
The logical place to start is Messier des Aubeaux. Alan King, trained novice. He's been very, very good this season. He won the Grade 1 Challo hurdle last time out. He was a Grade 2 winner before that at Sandown. You know, he produced an excellent speed figure when he beat Balthazar Dallier and Ami Desbois. And, you know, Ami Desbois has since franked that form. Everything around Messier des Aubeaux just screams professionalism, screams solidity. But he does have to carry a penalty here. He has to give £8 away to a couple of, a few unexposed and nice novices in their own right. But Messier des Aubeaux certainly sets the standard here, and I think he's going to be really difficult to beat. He's 12-1 for the Neptune at Cheltenham with William Hill at the moment. If he is to justify that kind of participation in that kind of race, he's going to need to win this. In terms of dangers, there's a few. Bags Groove for Harry Fry. He's a lovely chasing prospect down the line, and he's a fair novice hurdler in his own right. He won nicely at Taunton the last day, but in truth he just has a bit to find to get on terms with Messier des Aubeaux, even with that £8 pull. Similar can be said of Keeper Hill, who's won his last two, another nice prospect, but again he does have to step up majorly to come up to the level shown by the favourite. I think the main danger, Jack, could be Tommy Rapper, Dan Skelton's horse. He was second at 25-1 last time out, but it was an excellent effort, I thought, to split Willoughby Court and West End Story. Produced a decent speed figure that day, and I think he can prove the main danger to Messier des Aubeaux tomorrow. But Messier des Aubeaux is my selection in the race. I think he'll win.
Okay, Messier des Aubeaux for Alan King and Daryl Jacob then in the 220 at Huntingdon. And do watch out for Tommy Rapper for the Skeltons as well in that one. All right, half an hour later then we move to the 250 from Huntingdon. This is a handicap hurdle. It's a Class 2 race. Again, over the 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. A few more here to sort out, so there could be plenty to watch in this 10-runner field.
There is a few. There's a few nice prospects in this race. A lot of experience on show as well. The one I like in the race is Alan King's horse, Jibble Farrow. He was a juvenile that I followed quite closely a season or so ago. Quality animal. He comes into the race on quite a lofty mark of 143 for this 2 mile 3 handicap hurdle. But he's a quality horse. He's been knocking on the door of late, second in a good handicap hurdle last time out at Newbury. He was carrying a big weight that day. But I think, despite carrying a big weight and having a big handicap mark here, I think he can go very close under Wayne Hutchinson. Alan King's stable has been ticking over quite nicely. He's got a 21% strike rate in the last couple of weeks, so the yard is going well. And I think Jibble Farrow will give them a lot to think about tomorrow. In terms of dangers, there's quite a few, to be frank. Ali Bleu, he's nicely weighted here. He won very easily at Leicester last time out, but it was only ordinary on the clock, to be honest. He had things all his own way, and this is much, much tougher. In terms of a dark horse, Jack, I'm going to put up Work in Progress, who's probably a lively horse for Dan Skelton again. always runs his race. He's got a series of good speed figures in the book. He hasn't been winning of late, but he has been producing consistent efforts, and I don't think he'll be too far away. But my selection in the race is Jibril Farrow.
Yeah, Jibril Farrow, one of a couple of runners actually Farland King in that race. Got Who Dares Wins in there as well. Work in Progress is certainly one to watch again for the Skeltons, who've got a few that could surprise on Thursday. We move then to the 3:30 Doncaster. Don't forget, by the way, Doncaster is the William Hills High Five meeting on Thursday. If your runner wins by five lengths or more, you get a 25% win bonus. If your horse is beaten by five lengths or more into second, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it applies to this one as well, because it's any race with six runners or more. And there are 10 in here for this Class 3 race. It's a handicap hurdle, and it's just over the 3 miles, this one, Kevin.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of getting. Doncaster is a fair track, but it does take a lot of getting. So the emphasis will be on stamina here. Look, this is one of the hardest races on the day. It's going to be very difficult to pick the winner of this one. The one that kind of stood out for me as a potential improver is Kim Bailey's Abbreviate. Kim Bailey's yard is in excellent form. Just had a really good start to February. He's had three winners already this month. And I think this six-year-old can build on a solid second at Ascot last time out. That was over 2.5 miles or 2.6 miles, I think. He hadn't been seen since last April before that effort. So I think it was a really good effort to return to action and come second there like he did. He's lightly raced. I think the step up in trip is sure to suit him, as will a more evenly ran race. And I think Abbreviate can put up a good account of himself here. You know, as I said, a very, very open race. Swoop to Conquer down the bottom of the weights there for Nicky Henderson. I think he's probably a little bit of a dark horse. He hasn't been shown too much of late, but he could improve for a test like this. And you have to show a little bit of respect to what's the name of the Tom Lacey horse there? Chase N. Charlie, who won last time out at Wincanton. You know, that wasn't a bad effort either. He's gone up a little bit in the weights, but he has to be respected on the back of that win. But I'm going to put up Abbreviate for Kim Bailey's yard.
Okay, yeah, a real improver. Perhaps Abbreviate for the Kim Bailey yard. Quick recap then of the selections. Kevin's choice is Abbreviate at the 3:30 in Doncaster. We've got Gibral Farrow in the 2:50 at Huntingdon, Messieurs de Obo in the 2:20 at Huntingdon, and finally the 2:05 at Lingfield. It was Sutter County. They're the selections for Thursday. You can hear Kevin on William Hill's Racing Radio throughout the week. Kevin, thank you very much. Good luck with all your bets.
Thank you, Jack.
And the Racing Podcast will be back for Friday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.